You're listening to an edited version of the live Voices of Montana statewide radio program. Find us on Facebook and subscribe for further podcasts wherever you get your audio on demand. I'm Tom Schultz, host of the program. Thanks for joining us, and please feel free to contact me at studio@voicesofmontana.com.
Can't get enough of this kind of stuff, man. Walking and talking with Montanans all across the state. The tow rope tour continues. And the analogy is, I think it's pretty simple. In Montana, we don't leave people stranded alongside the road. We carry a tow rope. Of course, nowadays it's different. Everybody has cell phones and everybody has AAA. And so, you okay? We ask as we're driving by. Yeah, good. But it's still the concept that plays out all across these communities where we're going to stay connected, where we're going to continue to help each other. Because why? That's the only way you're going to make it, right? That's the only way I think you have real satisfaction in life and real meaning and real purpose. And there are people out there who are doing such a good job. We want to honor them today. Welcome. It's from Montana for Montana, Voices of Montana. And we are live at the Big Game Casino and Tavern here in Baker, Montana. A lot of good folks to talk to here, man. As we get this set up, you just get the sense of, you know, these communities are connected because somebody will nominate somebody and then that person will go, well, it's not me. It's not what I do. It's what Kim does or it's what Mindy does. And that's the case. And that is so heartwarming. And I think a lot that we get out of this is that there's inspiration out there and the fact that you don't have to do everything. Just do your part. Again, here at the Big Game Casino and Tavern in Baker, Montana. And let's get going here with our first guest. We have a number of them lined up. Ashley Heiser will be here. Joe Epley a bit later on. Jay and Lori Queenser. Jack Wagner. Dean Wang. His name came up an awful lot with the Bank of Baker. And so did Mindy Murnian, the public health specialist. And she brought a friend, Kim Bryan, from the Fallon County Health Director. Good morning, Mindy. How are you?
Good morning. How are you? Thanks for having us.
I'm doing good. Thank you for being here. Appreciate that. Kim, you rocking it?
Yep.
I know it. I know you are. Hey, let's start out with, you were nominated. Your group was nominated by Commissioner Kevin Braun. And why do you think he did that?
Well, yeah. He just really, really likes the job we do.
Yeah. he talked about, of course, this through this pandemic, and you guys were with the public health department, and there was probably no shortage of need in Baker and in Fallon County.
No. We had a director last year that left in December, and we didn't have a director until about 2-3 weeks ago when Kim Bryan took the job. So, in Baker, Montana, it's a small community, and everybody just tried to pitch in to help everybody else. I think a lot of people were scared when COVID first hit. And they either loved you or they hated you.
Right. And you still had to do your job.
You did. You still had to do your job, and you had to follow the rules. We didn't make the rules. We followed them. Our commission was great when our director left, and I kind of just stepped in and said, okay, this is what we're going to do. And the commission, I could ask them for anything, and they would help me do it or help me get it. The people in our town were good for the most part. You know, people don't like when they see Mindy's cell phone pop up and say, hi, it's Mindy from the health department. Like, oh, you're going to quarantine me. Actually, no, I'm calling about your kids' immunizations that are due.
Every now and again.
Yes. Yeah, I'm not always calling with bad news. Sometimes it's good news. Baker's a great place to live. It's a great place to raise your family. Mm-hmm. Everybody will help out. Everybody will throw in and do what needs to be due to help the people who aren't so fortunate. I had people that were in the country that, you know, somebody tested positive and they're like, I can't come to town every day for you to test my kids.
Right.
Perfect. Here's my cell phone number. Here's some home kits. Take them home. Text me a picture. You know, anything like that. Or people would say, well, my 7 days is Saturday. Can you come in and test? You bet. I'll come in Saturday or Sunday or, you know.
Let me ask Kim how that continues then. How what Mindy's describing here changes healthcare as the new director for Fallon County. What's the next steps from here?
really not sure because I'm new at it. Mm-hmm. And it's just, we have to go day by day. Like, mm-hmm. you know, we're trying to get everybody vaccinated. Some people want it, some don't. We're doing our part. We're advertising, you know, when we're doing vaccinations, and we're trying to get as many people in as we can. But like I said, some people don't want it. Well, yeah, and that's fine. That's their decision.
Well, but that's a big part, I think, of Fallon County, too, you know, and Montana, for that matter. We have those values where, you know what, I get what's going on, but I know how to take care of my health.
And, yep.
But education's a key part of that, I suppose.
Right. Yep. Yeah. And we try to get everything out on Facebook as much as we can when we get new information and just try to keep people educated.
Mindy, you had to really think outside the box when it came to getting people vaccinated.
I did. So our businesses here in town work fantastic. You know, we would go early in the morning in lobbies of motels. We would come at lunchtime or supper time to the tavern, the garage, the parking lot of Reynolds when it was 95 degrees, just to get, even if it was 10 vaccines out there, you know, we would do it. And nobody told us no. They were very, very good. You know, you had the people were like, oh, are you selling Girl Scout cookies? I'm a little old for that. We're doing, we're giving COVID shots away. Oh, and they back up.
Oh, they wouldn't say, okay, I'll have the coconut cream COVID shot.
No, they didn't, and that's fine. You know, to each their own. If we are here to make getting your shot easier, if you would like it, you know, but that's like you said, that's Eastern Montana.
Yeah.
You know,
who's your tour up hero through all this?
DPHHS helped me out a ton. Jim Murphy, he was awesome, and he no longer works for DPHHS. Yeah. He retired. He was a fantastic person to bounce ideas off and to complain to. My commissioners also, they would listen to me when I was in breakdown mode and say, we'll get it figured out. We'll get it figured out, Mindy.
Yeah.
So
it probably came, you know, in waves too, didn't it? Yeah.
It did. It came in waves. Like right now we're kind of on a downhill slope. Mm-hmm. You know, July and August numbers were rising, school was starting, sports were starting. The fair was here, and now we're kind of back on that downhill slope. Waiting to go up again, I'm sure.
Let's not take things for granted. Well, thank you guys, both of you, for what you do. It's important in the community to have people who care like that, who care for their public health, and who they trust. And Toro Piro's just all the way around. Mindy, thank you.
You're so welcome.
Kim, thank you. Good luck.
Thank you. Thanks. Yeah, I need it. Yeah. Thanks.
Kim Bryan with Fallon County. She's the new health director there. And also Mindy Murnion. We're going to get Tom and Angie Rodriguez hooked up here. Jake and because Tom's not here yet. Jake and Wendy Wagner are going to be set up here. And that's kind of how it is. We're at the Big Game Casino and Tavern. Our Toe Rope Tour is brought to you in part by Mountain Health Co-op, covering you in accounts. Tom, yeah, Tom's in the house now, too. So we'll get him on shortly. Just a reminder about Mountain Health Co-op that this is a co-op model. It's not what you think of regular health insurance. And you should contact them to find out how they can help with your particular specific medical needs and medical insurance needs, especially the insulin thing. People are worried about the price of insulin rising. Mountain Health Co-op has worked through some of those issues. So contact Mountain Health Co-op, covering you when it counts. Okay, so it's Jack and Wendy. Jack and Wendy Wagner.
Jake.
It's right here in front of me. Jake, how you doing?
Good.
And then Wendy, you good?
I'm good.
Okay. This one is a pretty cool one, too, because you guys were also not the only it wasn't just a single nomination. People love the Wild Game Feed. Jake, why don't you start out how it started and then why you guys do it?
It started a long time ago. We used to own a bar, and my whole family liked to hunt, and we had all these tags that I had all this wild game I had no way to get rid of. So I thought, well, we'll have a game feed and cook all this up and give it away and do it for a free will and give it to 4-H Shooting Sports. And I thought, well, we're doing the feed. We might as well raffle a gun off and give them the money for that. And that's how it started, and now it's huge.
Yeah, it is. And Wendy, when you started, you just said, like, okay, let's do this, like Jake was describing, and now it's bigger than you might have even thought.
It's huge.
Yeah. How huge? How huge is huge in Baker, Montana?
I don't know. I think anywhere from 700 to 1,000 people. Is
that's huge anywhere, you guys. Yeah. And that's all wild game?
Yep.
It's all wild game, and it's a free will donation, and then we have, instead of one gun we give away, we give over, up to 100 or more away, plus trips and all kinds of things.
Yeah. You kind of talked about it, but why do you do it? Wendy, why do you do it? Because every year it gets bigger and bigger, and it's taken on its own steam now, huh?
It's just fun. I mean,
there you go.
It is. It's very hectic. You know, at the beginning of it, but once it gets here, it is what it is, and it's a lot of fun, and it's fun to give back.
And it's just a free will donation, Jake.
Yep.
I mean, that's you just said, okay, the thing is to come in, get some grub, right?
Right.
And then it turned into people giving back in a lot of ways. What do you do with that money?
We're actually a nonprofit that helps out other nonprofits that are in need. So if there's a nonprofit out there that's local, obviously we consider pretty near a tri-state area as local, and they're in need of help, we step in and try to help them out, whether it's a fire department or ambulance service or historical society or a youth group or a church. We try to help them out and get them the money they need.
Is there a dollar figure? Have you guys figured that out, or you don't even really think about it? But how much money over the years do you think you've contributed?
A lot.
Yeah, we got to be bumping up close to $1 million.
Wow. Wow. What kind of impact, Wendy, does that have?
I don't know. I mean, it's just crazy. I mean, it's so much fun, and it helps them out, and we have fun doing it, and it's fun giving them the check. And
it is, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It
yeah. But how much work? How much work do you put into this?
A lot
this?
Of work. Yep, we take a couple months off right afterwards, and then we're right back to it.
Some people do.
Right. He starts right away. But usually May is when we start.
And then we have a committee now. It's not just us. We have a committee of dedicated people, that really work very hard. And then the entities that we're helping out, you know, they help with the workforce. And nobody gets paid. This is all 100% volunteer, and nobody makes a dime.
Okay, so who's some of those tow rope heroes who help you guys out?
Gene and Rita Nimitz, Norton Walker, Dustin Gorder, Andrea and Justin Kingsfield.
Devin Bannister.
Derek Gorder.
Yeah.
Our main
That's great.
People. And then, of course, our entities that we, you know, get each year. We usually try to pick three of them, and then they help out as well. So
that's the wild game. We got just less than a minute here, but how much wild game do you think you process for this?
Oh, it's quite a bit. We try to have a variety. We have, you know, we try to get some exotic stuff in there too. But you know, we do moose and elk and bear, mountain lion, deer, antelope, elk, bighorn sheep. You know, whatever I can kind of get my hands on, but it's several animals.
And hunters are donating that game?
Most of it comes from us, unless it's something exotic, like a bighorn sheep or a moose or a mountain goat. Somebody draws a tag, I try to get some of it.
Yeah.
Mountain lion.
Pretty cool. When is this coming up then?
November 13th.
November 13th here in Baker. What time?
Starts at 4.
And do you get people from all around?
Oh, from all over the U.S.
I bet you do. Yeah. Yep. Yeah. Hey, thank you guys for doing what you do. I know you do it just because, like you say, it's needed. It turned out to be kind of fun. I know it's a lot of work, but it helps you stay connected in the community, and it helps a lot of people in this community. That's a ton of money. Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Yep.
It's your first date, and like they say, you only get one chance to make a first impression. You've opted to cook. Bold move, but you're confident thanks to what you've got cooking. Filet mignon served with a champagne pan sauce. You know it's a winner. She'll know you're a keeper. Beef. It's what's for dinner.
brought to you by Montana Beef Producers and Checkoff Dollars.
All right, we're back here at the Big Game Casino and Tavern. Probably having a little bit too much fun, but that kind of happens around this place. And in Baker, Montana, we talk about this tow rope tour. Baker, a community of about 1,800. This was of the last census here in 2020. County seat of Fallon was named for an engineer, A.G. Baker. And he rode the Chicago, Milwaukee, St. Paul, and Pacific Railroad. They were all one back then. We're talking now with Tom and Angie Rodriguez, nominated as Tow Rope Heroes. And it starts out with, really, Angie, a heartbreaking story about the loss of your son. And I'm you just can't say sorry enough. But you turn this into a benefit. So you turn tragedy into opportunity for others. Nice job. Thank you.
Pay it forward. That's our motto.
Yeah. And so, Tom, how did you guys decide to do this? It's a golf tournament, by the way. Yeah. And I want to talk about it because it seems like it's a lot of fun.
Yeah, it's not your typical golf tournament. And it started just because Lucas was avid, or he wanted to be a wannabe golfer. Probably a better hacker than a golfer, you know. And he had just gotten a new set of golf clubs, and he broke one because he was frustrated with it. Because it's like I was saying earlier, it's always the club's fault.
It's the club's fault. That's golfing 101.
So we just, after he passed, we sat around and thought, well, let's just put this scramble together. And so we told the family, and with Facebook and all the technology today, they put together, before we knew, we had several teams, probably close to 20 teams that first year. Mm-hmm. Any money we made off has always just gone to, I think the first couple of years we gave out $250 scholarships each, and I think we got five of them or something. And then as we started getting organized, it grew. And boy, did it grow.
But Angie, kind of heartwarming that from the very get-go, from that first tournament, people were there to support this idea.
Absolutely, yeah. And it's always on the anniversary of Lucas's passing, so it kind of helps lighten that load a little bit. Everyone getting together.
I bet it does.
It does.
So talk about some of the whole, because the one I saw that I'm going to try, because I'm trying to do this for my brother, was drunk goggles golfing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, how does that usually turn out?
Well, we give them three strikes and you're out because...
it's that hard, huh?
It's that hard, and people stand there for a long time trying to hit the ball. But that's not just the only one. We had a chain putter on one, which it's just totally difficult for your pro golfers would have a tough time on this.
A
chain putter. And we had a toilet seat hole where the toilet seat was open on the front. And you had a come up and around, and it was on the side. So you had to putt up and then roll it in and then make it into the hole. It was quite leveled the playing field quite well.
And on one hole, you have to lay down and use a pool cue to get your ball to go in. So it's pretty fun. Everyone likes it. Yeah.
You guys are, it's just a tournament that like regular people would want to play in, right?
Yeah. It levels the playing field. You don't have to be a good golfer, competitive golfer, just kind of a family thing.
Yeah, just a good time, a good gathering.
And then you turn this into scholarships and opportunity for kids. Talk about that.
We do. We just have applications at the high school here, Plevna, Ekalaka, and then every year.
Oh, cool. It goes around.
It's the community. And then every year the kids that apply, I'm not a person that can say you get one, you don't, you do, don't. So we've given out, everyone that applies gets a scholarship. It's $500 each.
Oh, nice. So it's not based, apply, and if there's money, we'll just hand it out.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's really cool. Have the kids come and talk, Tom, talk to you about, you know, how this has helped them? Maybe they've graduated and they wouldn't have gone to school without a scholarship like this?
Yeah, one gal just thanked, personally, you know, we get notes from usually all the kids thanking us. Girl came and personally thanked us, and she just—I mean, she was overwhelmed. It overwhelmed me to get that response from her. It was awesome, and we get it from a lot of the parents that doesn't sound like a whole lot, but you know, I never made it to college, but a lot of my friends did, and it's like every penny counts in that time. So we're just glad that we can help them out, and hopefully it gets them to that next level. And And
one of the best parts is going to graduation and hearing Lucas's name called that many times.
So it's what's the name of the scholarship then?
The Lucas Meschke Broken Club Memorial.
Broken Club Memorial. Mm-hmm. That's great, you guys. Thanks for doing that. And you just can't say enough how deep it hurts at times, you know, but how much it counts for a lot of people. And so when's this tournament?
It's always the third weekend of September.
Third weekend September.
Mm-hmm.
So did you have good weather for it then?
We had beautiful weather this year. Yeah. We've golfed with mittens on and hats on and rain suits on. But most, I guess, probably 70-80% has been nice weather.
Yeah. Nice. Throw out a couple of Toro Puros that you know that help you guys. I know Von Zenko's sitting right here. Yeah. He
absolutely
probably does the music for you and tells better jokes than I do. Yeah, I'm sure.
Sharon Harrison and the late Pat Harrison, they helped ramrod it every year.
Yeah.
And then Sharon's sister and brother-in-law and the kids come up and they help. So
awesome.
And then you get all the people around here. I mean, it just wouldn't happen without the community, the help of everyone involved. Everybody asked about it,
and the donations.
During COVID, everybody wanted it, and we struggled with that. We put it off last year, and then this year we were kind of, because the golf course isn't in the best shape, so we wanted to we were thinking of not having it.
Oh yeah,
and we got pushed right to the very end. Go! So we went on with it, and it turned out fabulous.
And the community's been awesome with donations and prizes, and we just couldn't ask for better.
We can't say enough about our small communities and the help and the support, and it's grand. It's
great job, you guys. Thank you so much.
Appreciate that.
That's Tom and Angie Rodriguez. As we're here at the Total Rope Tour at the Big Game Casino and Tavern in Baker, Montana. Prime rib sandwiches today. That we're going to get a little piece of that, but first it's time to catch up with Brian Bennett in Headline News. Baker, Montana, for the Toro Rope Tour. Tom Schultz alongside. Again, it's brought to you in part by Mountain Health Co-op. They love what we're doing here in terms of connecting people because that's what they do. Why don't you give them a call? Look into their Medicare supplement insurance. I think it's something that you need to examine as you move forward in your life. And this is a co-op. Again, it's not like a regular health insurance company. It's member-owned. And if that's something you want to be a part of, contact Mountain Health Co-op. A big part of this Baker community is we are on the Toll Rope Tour. Jay and Lori Queenser, they own Spiffy's Express and Wash. And from there, that's where the helping starts. Jay, how you doing?
Very good. How about you? Thanks
Hanging
for coming
right
to Baker.
In it. Thank you for being here. Lori?
I'm good. Thank you.
Good. Okay. Teasing you. You do get the first question here. All right. You were nominated as a Toll Rope Hero, and it's just there's a lot of different things that you guys do. Talk about one of them in terms of buying maybe tickets to the Fallon County Fair.
Okay. I mean, recently we've done rodeos and bought tickets for the Derby. Just a good reason or way for people to come out and enjoy it if they didn't think they could come otherwise, and just kind of benefits everyone. Yeah.
And it's not a small amount of tickets, Jay. It's like 500.
Yeah. No, we make it pretty significant. I'm kind of one of those go big or go home kind of guys, you know.
I like it.
Never been much for kind of playing under the radar. I like to go big.
How'd you come up with the idea?
Sure. You know, in today's world, advertising is advertising. It gets so busy with everything, you know, between social media, between print, between radio, between all of those different things, people kind of tend to tune things out because we get overloaded. So as we started over the past 4 or 5 years to really think about how we wanted to try and get our message out, get our brand out, let people know, you know, specifically more of what we're about, we decided the best way to do it was at these large type of gatherings.
Yeah.
And what better way to do it than to offer something where it's free or complimentary or half price or something, so that people can get out and enjoy what we have here in town. We have a great rodeo facility. We have a great, great people that put all those things together. You know, the wrestling club for the Derby, the band kids that are going on their next band trip. You know, we opened up our car wash and let the kids just wash cars all day long. 100% of it went to the kids, and then we matched that number to whatever. I don't remember what was it about.
It's 2,000.
About 2,000. So the kids raised about $4,000 that that day, you know. And those are all just neat things. We have one child. She's a 18-year-old. Well, she's going to be 18-year-old senior this year, and we're dealing with thinking that we're going to have an empty house in a year or so. So that's getting a little bit real for us as well. But Spiffy, that's our daughter. When she was born, for some reason, I gave her a nickname of Spiff. And when I decided to build Spiffy's, or build a car wash and mechanic facility, for some reason I decided on the word Spiffy, and we used to own the Montana Motel as well.
Okay.
And a lady came through, and she drew a caricature of Jalen when she was just a couple years old. And that's,
and you still have that.
That's
right?
What the logo is nice. Jalen at a couple of years old of a caricature. So
this moves real fast. We're out of time.
Yep.
But I just wanted to say thank you, guys. Again, you were nominated by more than one person in this community, so it's recognized.
Voices of Montana continues right after this.
There's something new driving work in our state. Safety. Safety is what's getting Montanans in all kinds of jobs back on the job and back to the rhythms and routines that help us thrive. Put simply, safety works here. That's what we stand for at Montana State Fund, making the workplace a safe one, wherever it happens to be. Find ways to put safety to work in your line of work at safemt.com.
You're listening to a podcast from the live Voices of Montana radio show. Be sure to check out the full podcast page at voicesofmontana.com for a full listing of all our programs. We've been covering Montana issues for more than 20 years. Thanks for listening today.
Appreciate it so much being out on the Tow Rope Tour. Tomorrow we'll be in Glendive at the Dawson County Courthouse. We'll be there from 9 to noon. The statewide program will begin at 9 o'clock. Lots to talk about. We'll have Mayor Jerry Jimison on. Peggy Ibe is going to kick off the show. There's Cindy Togney, a principal and educator in the town there as well. And then Jamie Shanks with the Glendive Medical Center Foundation. You still have an opportunity to nominate a Tow Rope here. And again, a statewide program. We're in Baker today at the Big Game Casino and Tavern, but wherever you are, and it doesn't matter what day it is, if you've got a Tow Rope Hero in mind that you'd like to nominate, please do that. Just go to our website, voicesofmontana.com, or you can type in the Tow Rope Tour, and it'll lead to a nomination page there. You have a chance, and that nominee has a chance as well, to win a zero-turn Bad Boy mower from Western Ranch Supply. And every time I mention that, my heart goes, man, I want that. And every time I mention it to somebody, they're going, man, I want that. So pretty dang cool. Dean Wang is with us now, Bank of Baker, Montana. And Dean, thank you for being here. I appreciate that. How are things going?
Oh, it's well, especially now that we've had some nice precip. We're considerably smarter than we were a few days ago.
Funny how that works, especially where you're at in this country. You were nominated not just by one, not just by two, by a lot of people. And I know as they're talking about you and for the reasons that you do things, you just do it out of sense of community, and I really appreciate that. How do you encourage this community through what you do?
Well, we appreciate the kind words, and thank you for coming to town, first of all.
It's a pleasure.
With the program, we're fortunate to be in a position to help, I guess, for lack of a better term. We have some favorite projects, of course, churches, 4-H, FFA, youth programs. I have a soft spot for rodeo at all levels.
So. Somebody told me that you were an actual rodeo champion, right?
Well, rodeo trash, probably former rodeo trash. But we've been here a long time. You know, we try and support the civic groups as well, the chamber, and there's lots of folks that do lots of good things, and we're just pleased to be part of the group, part of the community, and part of the team, I guess.
Talk about some of the people then who you work with, because it seems to me like you're working with the people who want to do the right thing for the right reason.
Well, it's the bank in general has that entire mindset that our tailgate football party and hosting various events and supporting various events, and we're fortunate to have good people there, and we've been very fortunate to have people, not only local talent, but other people that have moved to town that have come to work there or come back to town and are working there, and just very, very fortunate to have an outstanding crew and a very civic-minded
crew.
Yeah, and that makes it a little easier to get involved and stay engaged. You talked about some of those projects, the rodeo in particular. I think we have Eddie Coulter coming on a bit later on. There are a lot of people who, it's well known. This rodeo community is pretty well known in Baker, Montana.
Sure, we've been fortunate. We hosted the state high school rodeo finals for 6 years. The rest of us just followed Eddie around. That was his project, and the fair board. The commissioners and the fair board were instrumental in that. Very fortunate, brought a lot of people to town. We loved hosting it, got to see a lot of people that otherwise wouldn't come to Baker. Rekindled a lot of relationships. A lot of those parents had kids just coincidentally that were the same age as my kids, and rodeoed with a lot of them.
Oh, thank you. Appreciate that. Little note that you also pastor in Ekalaka.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, that's... talk about that. Talk about the community down there as well, then.
Well, it's not just Baker. It's Baker, Plevna, Ekalaka, yeah. Weibo. It's we're all rural here communities, and so you support the local fairs and the local churches and the sporting events, and it's all hand in hand. Everybody knows everybody, neighbors helping neighbors.
Maybe you can talk to, because you've been in the part of this community and the broader community for quite a number of years, and so you see good years and you see not so good years. A lot of it's tied to the oil industry, of course, ag as well, and both those industries really have sort of again, the good years and the bad years. Talk about encouraging the community 24/7, 365 through all of those waves.
Sure. It's hard to keep a stiff upper lip. Oil and agriculture are both cyclical. We welcome the pipeliners. We're glad when they're in town. We like $70 oil, which Main Street maybe doesn't, but we do as a community. And same with agriculture. This past year, 21, was the driest and warmest on record, certainly one of the driest and warmest, and plus the grasshoppers. So it was hard to maintain some optimism. This is famous next year country, of course, and now we've had some fall moisture, but there were a lot of cattle that left the community, a lot of guys shipped early, weaned early, and of course didn't put up any hay, so certainly difficult.
We're talking to a lot of them throughout this this period here too, who are saying that had to sell half my herd or had to get rid of all the calves this year. How do you think that affects the economics in the community and again the spirit for next year, as you say?
Well, I think it'll be fine as long as we get some fall moisture and some spring moisture, but if we have two dry years in a row, then it'll really start to hurt.
Yeah, and that's not unusual either, to get two dry years in a row.
No.
Yeah. Yeah.
As the saying goes, always farm west to east, and the further east you go, the better it gets. So if we lived in Bismarck or Fargo, it would be typically considerably better than here.
The grass is always greener, right?
Yeah, that's
somewhere else.
My Scandinavian relatives left the Red River Valley and showed up here in 1909, and we haven't been smart enough to leave ever since. So.
Well, as I was doing a little research, it's 50% German in the community, and there are like Scandinavians and Norwegian. There's quite a few of those relatives here too. That's awfully cool. So with the Bank of Baker, Dean Wang, what do you see? Look down the road for Baker and Ekalaka and Plevna in 5 to 10 years.
Well, we're excited. It's our 100-year anniversary in 2024.
Oh, congratulations.
For the bank. So we're hoping to hang tough.
You guys are a private bank too, right?
Yes.
Yeah, that makes it.
We're one of the small independents left. There aren't very many of us in the state. I think we're down under 40 independent banks in the state of Montana, so we're proud of that. As far as what we see going forward, the school population in Plevna has been increasing. I think also in Ekalaka, you're seeing more enrollment there, which is a good sign. A lot of teams are playing 6-man, 8-man football instead of 11-man. Baker is right on the threshold of between 8-man and 11-man football. So hopefully with the oil field and good ag prices that we'll bring some people to the community, and people will stay in the community as well.
Anybody you want to recognize, some bank employees or maybe around the community? You probably just would be here for the rest of the hour talking about people to thank.
Yeah, the list is pretty long.
Yeah.
When you start to all the civic and community organizations, it's all volunteer, and everybody's doing it for the greater good, and just certainly appreciate everyone at the bank that
allows us to contribute to these things.
Yeah, it seems to me like they get excited about doing these sorts of things.
Oh, they're already planning the Halloween costumes and things like that. I'm not sure what they have in store for me, but I'm sure it'll be complimentary.
Hey, Dean, wear this. No.
Yeah. Hopefully it has a slimming effect.
Whatever it is. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Dean, thank you so much. You know, like I say, a lot of people nominated you, and I know I can tell in the humility that you do it not for that type of thing, but it's got to be heartfelt that people are appreciative of the effort.
Well, we appreciate the opportunity.
Yeah, awesome. All right, congratulations again, 100 years on the Bank of Baker and for all you do. Dean Wang, thank you. Appreciate that.
Thanks for coming to town.
All right, we'll take a short break, and we'll come on back more from the Big Game Casino and Tavern. Big thanks out to Pam and Breanne, the owners here. I'll talk a bit more about that as we come on back for the Tow Rope Tour. We are live in Baker, Montana, and we'll continue on here in just a little bit. It's from Montana for Montana, Voices of Montana.
The toughest, most exciting sport of rodeo is in Painting Kalispell, Montana, October 28th through 30th. This isn't just another rodeo. This is the Northern Rodeo Association Finals. Don't settle for less. 3 nights of heart-pounding rodeo action. Rodeo athletes compete in 9 rodeo events to award this year's champions. It all happens October 28th through 30th at 7 p.m. nightly at the Majestic Valley Arena. Tickets start at just $20 and only $5 for kids. Get tickets today at the Majestic Valley Arena box office or northernrodeo.com. The NRA Finals Rodeo. It all begins here.
Welcome back. It's Tom Schultz. We're live again at the Big Game Casino and Tavern. I kind of really like that name. 40 years in the family for Pam and Breanne Owens. They're the ones who nominated the Griffith family. And we'll talk about them a bit later on, too, because we're going to be here after the statewide show for a couple of hours for our affiliate, the KFLN in Baker, Montana, of which now I introduce Von Zenko, who he's one of the rock jocks on KJJM.
Yes,
right. And great to have you here and chat with you. And you were nominated too as a Tow Rope Hero.
Oh wow!
Yeah, for all of the stuff that you do. And well, you heard from Tom and Angie Rodriguez, right?
Yeah.
When they do their golf tournament, who pulls out his DJ gear and says, "Hey, everybody!"
You know, I'm not. But Tom and Angie and everybody else are the Tow Rope Heroes. I'm the guy in the background that's like giving advice, like, no, you got to hook it up over there. Like, because I do a lot in the community, but I wouldn't do anything if people weren't putting on all these great events and stuff.
Well, they need you, and you're there, and you don't say no. So
no, I don't.
Thanks.
Just ask my wife. I don't say no to
that. I don't say no to that. Yeah. So thank you for doing that. And we'll continue on here with more with Vaughn. Vaughn's going to stay with us. Joe Epley is a youth pastor in the area here who was nominated as a Tow Rope Hero. A lot of that was for facilitating support after we have these tragedies in the communities, and then also working to keep the youth organized and just encouraged and moving forward. And Joe, good morning. How you doing, sir?
I'm doing good. How you doing?
I'm hanging in there. Let's talk about this, the spirit community of Baker, Montana.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
As far as the youth and kind of what we've been able to do,
So
I think, I moved here 8 years ago from Billings, and I took a job as a youth pastor at the Baker Assembly God Church. And part of that portfolio was they had this old 7-Eleven they had bought, 20-odd years ago. And they said, hey, this is a youth center, place for teens to hang out. And so we just started with just having fun with students. I mean, honestly, in a small town, that's a huge need anyways, just to keep them out of trouble. And we started opening late nights just to be around, just to see what base wasn't covered in the community.
Yeah.
And we still run that schedule 8 years later. And the thing between that, though, start to finish, so far, is the youth center and what we've been able to do has been pretty diverse. We've done everything from helping people find people, giving people a spot to chat with their families and kind of find reconciliation, served as a counseling center after grieving. We've actually had 5 different, drastically different student deaths over the last 8 years, which is crazy for a community like this. And, so what we've tried to do is both in the short term and the long term, just kind of, obviously there's a spiritual element to what we do, but even if people aren't really into that, we just try and give students a reason to get through high school, give them another voice, give them somebody in their corner, who can kind of help them through the struggles and navigate that. So that's a lot of what me and my team have been able to do and continue to do with the youth center. So
talk about your team then, because you're a tow rope hero,
right.
and every tow rope hero I know has tow rope heroes that they want to thank.
Yeah, for sure. It's pretty cool because that really was, I think someone had said, hey, be thinking about this, and that is, you know, kind of who I would pick is, because I ultimately, you know, I'm the guy who's paid to do this job, you know, and like, which is great, but there's volunteers who are incredible people on our team. We have a stay-at-home mom who works with childcare. Her name's Ashley Weedmer. We got TJ Gilmore. He's a custodian at the high school. Tyler Sumas, who's a teacher at the high school. My wife, of course, who does economic development. She's incredible.
Oh, yeah, Beth.
Beth. Jamie and Brett Holiday are a local couple, and she now actually works at the radio, and they've just been incredible people. And so most of our good ideas just come from that crew, and they're the ones who work 40 hours a week plus and then show up and hang out till midnight with these students and live their lives on the weekend. And it's super just incredible. They're great people, and so I really credit a lot of our success to just the team that we have around us. So
how do you keep pushing on?
I think any cause that's big enough kind of gives you a sense of energy. Obviously it can give you a sense of burnout, but like when you know that the task is so needed and so important, I for one, for sure, especially in Baker, you know, I moved here from Billings. I really thought, you know, 8 years ago, if you had asked me, where does the state stop? I would have said, oh, Billings, you know, what's past that? You know what I'm saying? Like I just really was a bit naive. And so moving to a small town, smallest place I've ever lived. And it was a shocker, and it took a bit, but like just the both the need, the vibrancy, the beauty really of small towns and like what they offer. And here's these students who are just living life in a small place, and they need people, you know, like it takes this community of people, like Vaughn was saying, of just surrounding around people and saying, hey, how can we all be part of the solution to keep trucking on? And so that's what, you know, a lot of what I've gotten to do.
John, Vaughn, you nominated Ashley Heiser, executive director of the Baker Chamber, but for a lot of things that they do, one of those is the Thanksgiving Day dinner. But talk about that family.
Angela Heiser, actually.
Oh, pardon me. Angela, my apologies.
Angela and Kelly are they own Heiser's Bar in town, and they've just, I mean, they are. This is a bar that's been in the community there for 80 years. Kelly's dad, Bernie, ran the bar for a long time. That's where the famous Steer Montana was in Heiser's Bar.
Yeah.
And these folks just, they don't ask for credit. I'm sure that's why they're not here today. But every year they put on a free Thanksgiving feed for everybody. When we had the tornado hit in 2016, they had a generator, and the tornado was in their part of town. And they ran right down to the bar and made sure that it was open for everybody that night to come and get food, so they had lights, so the community could gather. And they were the only place in town that had electricity. And they just, I mean, they really do, without asking for anything. They just, I mean, it's just part of their nature just to just do these incredible things for the community, just because that's just what they do, Kelly and Angela.
Yeah, and I appreciate that. And they made a huge difference, I know, that day in particular. But that what they do on a regular basis makes a huge difference.
Well, and honestly, like even for the youth center, you know, there have been multiple occasions where they have, you know, like Vaughn says, very humbly, very privately said, hey, can we help you out? We just put on a mental health training for the community. And we for sure, like they donated lunch, you know what I'm saying? And that was cool.
Nice. Thank you guys. Thank the Heisers. And we'll continue on here locally. We'll see you guys tomorrow in Glendale.